True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So obviously we got everybody in action, Mets, Yanks, Jets, Giants, obviously this weekend, BT. So maybe a dilemma. I guess Evan was talking about this yesterday. I didn't hear it, but I did hear the morning show talking a little bit about it. As far as Evan with the season tickets, not going to go to the game, the Jet game that is, because there's other stuff going on. And you mentioned this before, that apparently there was a site that says that a certain percentage of fans are Steelers fans that are going to this game on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw this. Samini had this yesterday. It's Vivid Seats, not to give him a pop, but obviously referencing the story. And they tweeted out, they forecast right now 48% of MetLife Stadium will be full of Steeler fans on Sunday. And they track it, obviously, just, you know, regionally, territorially, where you are. Prior purchases, you know, account stuff. It's so easy to tell, you know, track this stuff at this point. So I would have to think, even if it's a percentage point or two off, it's in the neighborhood, be half full of Steeler fans. What are we doing here? Now, I'm not going to tell people to spend money they don't have. I would never do that, and I've never done that once in my career. But what I don't understand, like, the season ticket base now is willingly checking out of going to the Jets and allowing Steeler fans to get it, which I also, there's a business element here, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
If it's week 6 or week 7 or week 9 and the season's over, as it usually is, I don't understand, like, how there's not, at least, even if it's fake enthusiasm, to start, like, enthusiasm and hope and support for Aaron Glenn at his first game. You're going to let 40,000 Steeler fans take over MetLife Stadium? What the hell's going on?
Well, the problem is that what other games are you looking at throughout the course of the schedule that are going to be as appealing as this one
from a home perspective
for opposing fans? I'm saying there are two perspectives. You can look at it from the fans, say, I got to go to this game. Like, I even contemplated going. I'm not going to, but oh man, Aaron Rodgers coming back. Like, that's a great game to go to. Week one, Jets home opener. But if you're selling the ticket, there's appeal there where you look at the rest of the schedule. Yeah, okay, the Cowboys game, week 5, which you mentioned.
We're going to that one.
But still, okay, that's an appeal, an appealing game.
Yeah.
If you're a season ticket holder trying to get some of your money back, assuming you're not going to every game, you're not doing it against the Panthers. I mean, the Patriots,
the Browns, Dolphins, the Falcons,
at this point.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So look at the schedule. Like,
There's two places to make big money. It's the Steelers and it's Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't push back on that. That's why I get separation between just being a fan and the money aspect. Like, if you need the money, you know, if you've had a very rough year and you need this to support either ticket prices or mortgage, I hope it works out favorably for you. I'm not here to judge anybody with that. But
in that case, then why should you be buying season tickets to begin with?
Dude, there's 8 million people in the New York, New Jersey area. You telling me that all the gym, like, it's suddenly an issue? No, this is just, and there's been economic downturns in the past. And again, I'm not judging. I'm not trying to get preachy here. If this was week 5, and really, I mean this, and the Jets were 1, even if, hell, the Jets were 0-2 or 1-3, I get it. You know, but opening, to me, it's more about the symbolism, the potential, hear me, I'm not calling a guarantee, the potential to change, you know, turn the page, a new chapter. I just feel like Aaron Glenn, who is one of us, by the way, he's a former New York Jet.
Yeah.
I just feel like he deserves better than having 50,000 or 40,000 terrible towels being shoved in his face on opening week.
I'm with you. New regime.
That's all.
Aaron Glenn's handled things the right way.
Yeah, if it was Salva still here, I don't think I'd say anything.
Go support your guy, at least in week one. And this, to me, is not about finances. We could bring that up, and maybe that's an element for some people. It's really not. If people were excited about the Jets and the prospects for the season and the potential that they have,
yeah,
they'd be filling
Bingo.
Up the stadium.
You nailed it.
That's it. So
yeah.
It's more about the fans checking out because the team hasn't given him much. I can't even blame him for that, but that's what it's about. I think that's the biggest issue.
Yeah, listen, you, and I understand that. Now, if you tell me, and I'm sure ticket prices raised, I'm sure we can get tweets on this, calls, yeah, whatever, not that I'm really looking to go down that road, but if you had some meaningful information, we're all ears. Like, if you'd call us up and said, hey, the Jets, despite last year's circus and the mockery that they've been forever, they wanted a 18% hike on ticket, but I'd say screw the, I would say it, screw the Jets. They don't deserve an 8 cents hike on the product that they've given us, so I wouldn't. But I don't like, you already have the tickets, so the purchase has already been made.
Right.
So from a Jets fan, and it holds 80,000 people, as we know, MetLife, from a Jets fan perspective, the tickets, you've already accrued the you've got them, you own them, if you will. So you're making the conscious decision. I know it's motivated by money, that's why I don't want to get preachy, it's a fine line, but you are saying, nah, I'm good. Even though I have no idea what's going to happen this season, it could be very favorable. It could be a disaster, but it could be favorable. But I'm tapping out week one, game one of Aaron Glenn because I can make an extra $90 because they're playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand there's different levels of poverty and business. And again, not here to judge. That strikes me as a little much,
yeah,
quite frankly.
Just to me, that's not being a great fan, but whatever, to each their own. I don't love going to football games myself. The hassle of getting there. Some people, it's ritual, tradition, whatever it may be. And there is an element of, to me, that's fun about that. Like, maybe I wish I did grow up in a home that had season tickets to the Jets or Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
The tradition was going out there and tailgating for, you know, 8 games or whatever it may be, even if it's, a 5 games, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
That, a part of that is appealing to me. However, I've become so accustomed to lining up my Sundays with the multiple screens, with the fantasy, with the straight bets, whatever
yes.
it is. I like watching everything or being locked in even to the Jets and Giants. Forget about even the other teams. Just being locked into those games on TV, whereas if you're at the stadium, it's more of an event. You're going out to drink and eat
and watch
the game. Yeah, but it's like a secondary thing.
It really is. And it's funny. Ironically, I see the Jets on the road more recently than
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do with MetLife. I'm not a big fan of MetLife Stadium, but with the side hustle, the travel company, I've gone to Vegas, I've gone to Dallas, I've gone to Green Bay, we've gone to Tennessee, we got a couple things lined up this year. You guys can check my social media if you want to check that out there and join us. But it's really, to me, it's a different level of commitment. So I'm not judging because, I'm older. My kids are, and my daughter's got soccer on Sunday. The Giants are playing at the same time. I will say this, like, if the Giants were playing Monday night, this is a game I might say, I can't come watch you play Sunday, which I never say to either one of my children, but daddy's got to be at this game. Like, I would have loved to have been there for this game.
Yeah.
But I can't justify doing what I do for a living, you know, going there 2 hours early, which is fun. You know, then if you stay for the whole game, which you have to, and then 2 hours getting out of that freaking parking lot, which stinks. And then, you know, now, okay, yeah, I'm going to watch the Giants, but I already know what happened, so you're not really watching it the same way.
Yeah, I know.
I can't operate like
that. Mets and Yanks. No, and also, you mentioned it, like, if you're going to go to the football game, and this is what I have an issue with, because I usually don't go to tailgate. I went to two games last year, actually. I went to the Thursday night, week three, Jets-Pats.
I remember when you went to that.
And I went to the Thursday night, I forget which week, Giants-Cowboys.
Yes.
Thursday night was easy for me. All right, I'm ready at work, just go after work, maybe leave a little early and get out of there. But you really shouldn't be leaving early. The right way to do a football game is to go 2 hours early and tailgate.
Yep.
Go to the game and then stay 2 hours afterward or an hour and a half after.
And
whatever.
Tailgate again.
And tailgate
that's
again.
That's what we always did. We'd fire the barbecue right back up.
That's the right way to do it.
It's the perfect way.
I don't have the luxury of doing that anymore.
Yeah, no. Not at this stage of life.
Yeah, and
I could. My wife would be cool that I just, I you know, it's just a lot.
You're
going to
be out of the house all day.
If I said, Jen, I'm going to the Jets game this Sunday. I'm going there 2 or 3. I'm not going to say I'm leaving at 8:12, but I leave the house and, you know, when are you going to be home? I'm going to hang out a little bit after and I'll be home probably. Let's see, games go 1 to 4. You know, hang out 2 more hours, sick, and be home at 7:30, 8 o'clock. She wouldn't say no.
Yeah, no.
Now, I wouldn't do that to my family very well, but I promise she wouldn't say no.
Well, I wouldn't be asking. I'd be
telling. Well, I'm not asking. I don't mean to sound like, you know, like that, but no, she knows.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't do it that much.
But also then by the time you get home and whatever shape you're in, now you got to catch up on the Giants as well.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's too much commitment, let alone from working 5 days a week and being away from the family. There, like,
and Yanks Mets juggle.
It's a major commitment. I respect the diehard football fans that go out there and do it, but it is. And plus, watching it is so much a better experience.
That's the other thing that's changed, too. And again, you know, back in the day, like when I had the tickets, they weren't in my name, but for 3 or 4 years, starting with Parcells at the old Meadowlands, like you would get the bets in, obviously, you know, back then, kind of really not the legal way, but you still find a way to get the bets in. And you're looking up at the scoreboard and you're getting out of town highlights. I'm like, oh, God, I bet the Dolphins today they're losing by 10. But like, you don't really feel like you're losing that much in terms of the viewing experience. When you go to a game now, you know, even if you're in a suite at MetLife, and some of those are pretty nice, you know, they do have some amenities here. It's just not this. It takes 40 minutes to get a urinal. It's not anything I'm looking to do that much.
Right.
I'm just really not.
The old 20-year-old me doesn't care. 30-year-old me doesn't care.
Yep.
The older you get.
Yeah, true.
It's just a different experience. All right, WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Rob is calling from New London, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Rob.
No complaints. It's beautiful out. So, I have a main point, but need your opinion real quick. So, which loss in Giants history, I know you're Jets fans predominantly, but the Flipper Anderson game or the 49ers game in 2003?
Oh, with the bad snap. With the,
which is the worst
it's
loss.
It's the Niners game. I was watching that live with a Niners fan. It's got to be the, what, Trey Junks? It's got to be the Niners.
You think so?
I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know for sure. But it's a play. Well, yeah, so was the Flipper. That was next level hurt. And if I'm not mistaken, Rob, Jeremy Shockey dropped a touchdown pass that game and threw ice at a fan like in a cup. Yeah, that was a weird game. Giants absolutely should have won that game.
Shockey's biggest mistake in that game was he could have gone for a touchdown, but he was more interested in proving his manhood, and he got tackled when he could have gone in the end zone. And they settled for a field goal. But here's the deal. I think the Flipper Anderson game, don't you think the 89 team had more promise as far as championship?
Yeah. I mean, it was also, you know, a couple of years after the first one, a year before the next one. Like, I don't know. I you're better equipped to answer. I'm just giving you my opinion. Now, Flipper Anderson was...
Okay, but that's all I wanted.
Yeah, no.
What is the point of this conversation again?
What was the worst Giant loss? The 89 Flipper game, what do you have, 3 touchdowns or whatever it was, or the Niners-Giants game in 04 when they lost just a disgraceful defeat that Tiki was there for?
Rob?
Yeah, okay, so my point of the actual call is I think the Giants are going to... I think they're going to win at least 9 to 10 games.
Here we go.
Two out of three. No, listen to this. Right, they excel at 2 out of 3 phases of the game. We've been told that our entire lives of football, but the schedule cannot overlap special teams and defense. So I think, realistically, I'm not saying we're going to win 11 games or even 10.
Yeah.
I think we're going to win 9 games, though. I don't know. That's my thing.
You're optimistic.
And thanks for the call, Ron. Yeah, I wasn't sure what the trip down memory lane was about, but there we go. We get to the schedule this year, which is about this year. I mean, look, if everything goes perfectly for the Giants, maybe they could win 9 games. I'm not looking at them as a playoff team. I think that that should be the expectation, and they should be... You know, the way that they talk, hey, the roster was loaded last year. Somehow they only won 3 games, but the roster was loaded. They love all the players. They've had these great drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their defense is loaded this year. They've got a veteran quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback. They've got a young stud in the waiting in Jackson Dart. Like, I don't want to hear the excuses. They got a healthy team so far. I saw today that Andrew Thomas and Theo Johnson are both, I guess, practicing or whatever.
Okay, so they
should be okay here ahead of Sunday. I don't want to hear about the schedule. I don't want to hear the excuses. Go out there and win 9 or 10 games. It's year 4 with Shane and Dable. Like, at some point, they actually got to start winning games.
There's a time to provide context to why things aren't going well with every franchise in town. And then there's a time where you just got to sit back and say, yo, how much longer am I going to wait for this thing to get going?
They've got to start winning some football
games. Not 9 or 10 or an inordinate amount. They're not there yet, and the schedule's brutal. But and this applies to the Jets as well. It does have to start with more competitive games. And both teams did lose some tough ones last year. And I ran through some of the games, like Jets, a couple of one-point losses. Giants had a couple of really tough ones as well. The overtime game against Carolina comes to mind. So there is, to me, a path for both teams to win a couple of more games than they have recently. But you got to do it. You can't start 1-5 and be buried by before Halloween.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.